The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Good morning. I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot.
January is the worst month. Some of the months suck, you know, along the way here and there for one reason or another. But January is the worst because the fun of the holidays is over. Bills from the holidays are coming due. The weather is a crapshoot, but almost always some version of crap. And it's still too dark most of the time.
Yeah.
And it's cloudy 99% of the time.
I know. It was cloudy last night. Couldn't see the moon.
Yeah.
And tune in tomorrow for another episode of Old Man Yells at Dark.
No, this month is filled with overachievers, too. People ready to tackle on the new year.
Yeah,
no, they're not.
Bitch, a week ago it was 2022. Same you.
I'm not falling for that this year. No one's changing anything.
No, that's the thing. At the beginning of the month, yeah, you get all these stupidly optimistic people. And then at the end of the month, everybody's just a failure.
And all depressed.
Stupidly optimistic people. Call us right now if you think you might be stupidly optimistic.
I've been to the gym twice.
Remember those resolutions you told us about yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Going to win every Name That Tune this year. I don't even remember the other one.
The audio thing that you keep doing on the board where you
make sounds. Yeah. Got those out of the way. Now I'm just a dumb loser. Yeah. I am the same me as 2022. Yeah. I wonder when the last time I made an actual New Year's resolution was. Boy, have I ever had a goal? I can't think of one.
It's so sad. See, January is just a sad month.
Yeah, it is, right? It's just a bummer.
February, the month of realization. I wonder how many people are doing a dry January right now. That's a thing, right?
It is.
So I'm told.
Man, I blew that before I blew the audio thing.
Those people are liars. Anybody that's like a regular drinker because they like to have girls' nights and glasses of wine or go out with their guys and grab a drink, they're like, I'm going to take the whole time off. Yeah, right. You know there's a day where you sneak a little glass of wine or you sneak a beer. You know you do.
Kelly, you don't think one person's able to make it 30 days without booze? This might have been some insight into your life along with that soap liquor you're married in.
I think everybody's a liar. They're 30 days in January, the first month of the year, and you're going to do that? That sounds really stupid.
I think if you're the type of person who thinks I should go dry for an entire month, you should go dry probably forever.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, I don't drink that much, so it has never occurred to me to just quit drinking for the month, because one, it wouldn't be that hard, but also I don't really need to.
Yeah, if you've got to challenge yourself to do it for 30 days, like, it's different if your friends are really social and you've just got to say, yeah, I can come out, I'm just not drinking, fine, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you got to challenge yourself, like, even at home, not to have a glass of wine for 30 days. I'm not taking that challenge, ain't no way. 31 days. 30 days? Are there 31 days in this month?
Not anymore.
There's September, April, June, 29. And November. All the rest have 31. 31, January.
31. That's confusing.
We really got to the bottom of that.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.